It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Marks, online at marks-jewelers.com. Did Bryce Harper wearing Mets colors last night bother you? 57% say yes.
It's up to 57,
up
right?
Start at 53. So I had a funny moment this morning. I have to say hello to a Harrison Township police officer this morning.
So I'm finally got you?
Well, look, here's what I thought was going to happen. I would call him officer. I didn't get his last name. He said his name was Anel, so I Anel. So I'm doing my walk this morning. It was a push-up walk, by the way.
Uh-oh.
And I was crossing the street, and it was a back street or whatever, and I jaywalked.
Did you run across the street to make sure
I shuffled.
Yeah.
I shuffled, yeah. And I walk across the street, and in the distance, I see a police SUV turn around after I had crossed the street. And I said, am I going to get a ticket for jaywalking in the suburbs? A guy pulls over, asks if it's me. I say yes. He said he loves the show, moves on. I thought I was getting a ticket. I thought I was going to get a jaywalking ticket.
He's probably like, hey, are you Spike? What do you think of jailing in that top 20?
Yes.
Saw you.
It was fixed.
Yeah.
I would have been disappointed had that happened.
What, if I got the jaywalking ticket?
Giving out jaywalking
tickets. Well, and look.
Kidding me?
Agreed.
Yes. But that's what I thought was going to happen. So.
Well, yeah, when you see the fuzz, turn around. The fuzz. That's how old I am.
Yes, right.
That's an extremely old term.
Only you and I have used that term. Yeah,
so 5-0 turns around.
5-0.
Yeah.
We call them 12 now.
Oh, really? Is it 12 now?
12, yeah.
So big shout out to the Harrison Township Police, who did not give me a ticket today.
Shout out to the Po-Po.
Yes.
Sounds like you got preferential treatment.
Whoa, nice privilege, bud.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah, jaywalk, didn't get a ticket.
There it is.
Yeah. Said, you know who I am? Wow. Yeah,
I didn't pull, you know who I am. I did not pull that. By the way, if you missed it, Jack Fritz wins. Fritz versus DeCamera 4. We are tied at 2-2. Basketball coming up in a couple of weeks. A lot of rules. We will have DeCamera on the show at some point within the next week or so to figure out the rules.
Probably the most complicated rule so far.
Yeah, I mean, if you have played one-on-one basketball in your life or watched one-on-one basketball, it's not that complicated. But I heard one rumor that DeCamera wanted free throws.
Yeah, that's absurd. He wanted if you commit six fouls and you end up taking free throws.
No free throws
in one-on-one.
Agreed.
Yes.
Sounds like he's a little worried about a physical game.
Yeah, well, he wants to find a way around it because this is more physical than his, golf is a physical thing, but that was
more
a mental.
Yeah.
That was a mental make.
It's not that physical.
What, basketball? Golf?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I agree with you largely.
Basketball,
yeah, I agree with you largely. So, Elliot, I've been detecting from you, by the way, we count down to Final Cuts due at 4 o'clock. Then at 4:15 here on WIP, you will hear Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni talk about Final Cuts. This has been, for me, I've only been here 2 years now, hearing you lead up to a season. You just sound so unsure of the team overall. When we talk about several defensive positions, when you talk about their execution on offense, how worried are you? I think they might get off to a bad start, or, I think this might not be the season that I was hoping.
I mean, training camp has been concerning for me. And maybe, again, because I'm down there watching it, it impacts me more. Maybe we'll find out in 3 or 4 weeks when they've played a few games that it doesn't matter. It just hasn't been an impressive training camp. Like, the defense hasn't been great. The offense hasn't looked awesome. Jalen hasn't looked awesome. Guys haven't really practiced. The preseason games have also not been great. I'm not saying it's the greatest indication of what the team will be, but they've just looked sloppy in their last two preseason games, in my opinion. So I am concerned. And then you add everything in with the fact that it's really hard to repeat. I mean, I'm going to decide in a few days, but I will probably have them at like 11 wins. Whereas I think prior to camp, you could have talked me into 13.
I got them at 12-5.
Yeah, the other thing is it's such a tough schedule that that one game going the wrong way could be a swing game between a 12-win season, 11-win season, or something like that. I know they didn't get off to the hottest start last year, but it felt like there were so many cupcakes last year. And I don't even think, the Giants, I don't think are going to be good, but they're not going to be a cupcake.
They look
this
trickier.
Year.
Yeah. Their defensive line is going to be very good. And yes. if you have a really good defensive line, that alone can keep you in a lot of games.
But the front seven, you know, overall is pretty good. And they have a real quarterback, at least, in Russell Wilson. So.
And Jackson Dart has looked good. I know he's a rookie and he might not play, but he's...
The sooner they get to Jackson Dart, the better off they're going to be.
You think so?
You think it'll happen this year?
Yes.
Oh, well, it should. If I was the, you know, if I worked at a New York radio station, it would be obvious. Yeah.
Now,
if
Russ gets out there and plays better than you expect, then they'll keep the rookie on the bench.
Well, all they need is one injury for Russ for an excuse to put Jackson Dart in there. And the other thing it looks like.
Because the fans probably want Jackson
for
Dart.
Sure.
Well, it seems like the players like him, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's got that.
Speaking of big boards, that was my quarterback coming out in the draft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart?
Jackson Dart,
I also just, you know, not to make this a Giants topic, but the Eagles...
That was before the Giants took him, too. Yes.
Oh.
Hey, way to clear that up.
Way to clear that up. He's got his rivalry.
You wearing Giants gear today?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I
How many New York guys do you have on your fantasy team?
Well, you know, that's the team that I truly didn't like was the Giants.
Well, they were the real rival.
Right.
But, no, I just think, like, to tie the Eagles to it, the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl in 17 if Carson doesn't start in 16. So I just think until you start to start your rookie, you're just pushing the clock back on being competitive.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do is not put him in the center of the fire.
Yeah, they don't want to get him killed early. Yeah. You're going to wait till after they play the Eagles twice and then start him.
Oh, man,
you're
going to
play the Eagles twice in like a two-week span.
Yeah, early on, too. Yeah. Isn't like week 6 and 8 or something like that?
Yeah,
then we play the Commanders.
What'd you say, Fritz?
Yeah. No, it's a dog, man. What's this going to happen? Vic Fangio's going to get him. Yeah, got him. 13-4
215-592-9494 Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
Yeah, Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
What's up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Congratulations, Jack.
That's right. Thank you.
Wow, that sounded
sound disappointing.
Well, job's not finished, Rios.
Job's not finished.
Yeah. Mama's the same. All right. Gotcha. Let's go to the main topic. Let me just tell y'all this, man. I don't kiss nobody's ass just because they freaking famous or whatever. That just won't be me, can't be me. I can't look at myself in the mirror if I'm like that. And I love my city, and I'm always totally, you know, invested. Anybody can get it. And when I say that, when I'm invested, it's like, how I am with my close friends. You know what I'm saying? We not a yes man. You doing something wrong, you get it. And at the same time, I get it too. And if I do something that sucker stuff, I'm going to call it. I was a sucker doing that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So let me tell you something, man. Like, it ain't this ain't even the colors. That ain't even nothing. The colors that Bryce did or whatever he was doing. Because when I look at it, the thing of him doing the colors, I'm like, what are you doing? Is this loving hip-hop? You know what I mean? What's this, reality show? You know what I mean? Are you distracted? Do they got real estate in your head? Because last I know, they kicked our ass when it mattered. You know what I mean?
They did.
And y'all talk about put a target. Okay. This is how you put a target on your back, Bryce. Don't wait for nobody to hold you. When you rush at somebody, make sure you get blood on your freaking knuckles, man. Huh? Don't wait for nobody to hold you. One thing you have to be the best on the field, the best off the field, the best in the locker room. This is your time now, man. Because yesterday, you know what I mean? You did all that. We didn't only lose, gentlemen. We got skull bleep, man. Straight up. We didn't only lose. Bryce, you too damn grown in Major League Baseball. As of your age, you're a young man. But you too damn grown in Major League Baseball doing all this corniness, corny stuff. And I think somebody probably said it a long while ago, but I heard it for the first time today. The Panda in Chief, that is funny as hell. So whoever created that, kudos to you. That is funny as hell. Let me tell you something. Who are you trying to convince that you love Philadelphia? Who? Let me tell you this, man. You love Philadelphia? I can be wrong. When have you been in North Philadelphia or in any hood? When? I want to know.
Good question.
I want to know. You love Philadelphia? for you? Oh, go ahead, Mike. I mean, go ahead.
I said that's a good question. No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Good. It's a good question.
No, if you love Philadelphia, this is all around. Now, mind you, I'm from Hunter Park. Who went to Hunter Park and helped out and made a football field at Hunter Park? Do y'all, any of y'all gentlemen remember?
Wasn't it Michael Vick?
Michael Vick. Thank you, Spike.
That was
Michael
no problem. Vick. That was Elliot.
It was Spike.
Hunter Park. That part of Hunter Park. That's the hood. You know what I mean? So who are you trying to convince? Stay where it's safe. This ain't nothing for nobody who ain't from the inner city of Philadelphia. Outskirts everything. I love it. But this is just me telling you where the heart is. And if you want to show and you want to pander, when's heaven been in an area like that, Bryce? Huh? Showing love. Now, mind you, Allen Iverson was always around. Now, it may have been different causes, but he was around.
Right.
Everything, whatever. He was around in the hood. And let me tell you something. This goes for people who are, it don't matter your race. If you're a hip-hop person, a country person, you love a spot, you should be getting love from everybody. You should be able to go anywhere. Huh? When I talk about it, you know certain rappers, Beanie Sigel, whatever, everywhere, Bryce. If you love it, show how you really love it. Like I said, you too corny doing all this. Like, who are you trying to convince? And you want nothing of relevance. I'm not going to kiss your ass, boy. Huh? Because at the end of the day, what are you doing? Nothing of freaking relevance when it comes to the city. When it comes to the city, the championship. Now, that just tells you where your head is at. Using other colors, want to do a little show. Bro, ain't it almost Red October? Get your head in the freaking game. It's almost Red October, and you need to have the eye of the freaking tiger of, look, I'm not playing. You need to get at your guys. You need to get at yourself. But you want to play this. The Mets got your freaking number, dude. Huh? The Mets got your number, man. Ass kick, score drug, put a target. Don't wait for nobody to hold you, you fake fighter, because I seen you, huh? And everybody liked you because you stared at somebody while you was running around a freaking base. You're safe, buddy, just like you stay safe and don't come to the hood of North Philly. Peace.
Wow. Can you imagine if I opened up the show and I said, when has Bryce Harper ever been in the hood?
Yeah. I don't think we're going to hear Bryce say, do it from Rios for North Philly.
No. Yeah,
do it for Rios from North Philly.
No, absolutely not.
I just want the delegation to know I've been out to Hunting Park.
Yeah.
I've been out to North Philly. Been out to Allegheny Ave. I've been out there.
I have too. I just want to be clear.
Probably shouldn't have been out there, but I've been out there. Yes.
Yeah.
And I haven't.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's no way you got anywhere close.
I'm telling you, we didn't do Tour de Delco this summer, but next
tour
summer.
Tour to North Philly?
Tour to North Philly. I think that's what we got to do.
Elliot, have you been out there?
I mean, I went to Temple. So.
Oh, that's good enough.
You've been
in
there.
High school.
That's good
and
enough.
Albany,
yeah, that's
so.
North Philly. Yeah.
The McDonald's that's open to 4 a.m. that you can't go inside,
yep,
that you have to order from the drive-thru through the four layers of glass. Yeah, that Temple.
I will say, though, like calls like that. That's why last night's not just one game, like to what you were saying. It just feels like the tides turn quickly, and Bryce, because of the playoff losing, is ripe to have this thing turn.
Yeah, I do think, though, with baseball, because they play every day, there's opportunity. 215-592-9494. Talk to you about opportunity. You have opportunity. Get yourself a shore house in Delaware. This, you know, Rio says sucker stuff. You know what sucker stuff is? Sucker stuff is renting a shore house from somebody else, giving somebody else $3,000, $4,000 to rent a house down the shore. Get your own. You think it's impossible. Adam Kasabi is the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast, has been for years, and has gotten plenty of our listeners into beach houses in Delaware. Like, you think it's impossible, Kasabi can make it happen. Nobody is better. Adam Kasabi out of Long and Foster in Delaware. If you haven't been to Delaware beaches, that's where it's at. It's better than Jersey, especially for a homeowner. You want to buy a place? The property taxes in Delaware are much lower than Jersey, whereas the highest in the nation, Delaware, the lowest in the nation. Here's what Adam can help you do. Get you into Shore House, then you end up renting it out for a lot of the summer. They pay your mortgage. You have a place to go down the shore, and you have an investment opportunity. And I know the market's been tough. That's why you need a guy like Adam Ksebe. K-S-E-B-E. That is how you spell his name. You can call or text him when it's time for you to take that plunge, 302-864-8643. Text him, ask him what he thinks of the rivalry pack, 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. So we are 19 minutes away from the final cuts for the Eagles. At this point, there's not really any big names that we're waiting on.
I think if there was a trade, we probably would have heard about it by now. So,
Right, yeah.
I mean, this, again, when you don't have a great preseason and there's not guys that everyone's talking about, he was awesome in this preseason game. It's really just Darius Cooper, and it seems like he's going to make the team.
So when do we find, so Kyle McCord will be exposed to waivers. When do we find out whether he has cleared them and whether he ends up on the practice squad?
I believe it's tomorrow at noon. Okay. We find out who has been claimed on waivers.
Okay.
Yeah. And then obviously if he's not claimed, he can pick to resign here or he can pick to go somewhere else.
Okay. And have you heard anything about, they did use a draft pick on him. So clearly they had done enough work on him that, and they are in a bit of a numbers crunch because at this point they would, you do that trick with AJ Dillon that you had mentioned, put him on the practice, but that only lasts 4 weeks, right?
I think it's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's some other complicating parts, but it's basically 3 weeks.
Yeah, so he's a guy that they must like on some level.
Right? How old is...
Kyle McCord, you're talking about?
Yeah.
How old is Hal?
25?
So 26? I think Hal is 2 years older than McCord.
It might be trouble for McCord.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because here's the thing. If they are planning to possibly move Tanner next year, let's just say next year, now you have Sam Howell, who's more experienced, more seasoned, probably a better quarterback right now than Kyle McCord.
Oh, right now, for sure.
As your backup.
Well, he's not under contract after this year. That's the only difference. Sam Howell is not.
Oh, that's right. He's not under contract, but they could bring him back.
They could. Sure, and I would also say Sam Howell is a nice mixture of McCord and McKee in the way that he's proven, and you would like him to play similar to McKee, not proven McKee.
Yeah, more experienced than
McKee. But he also has the age kind of upside that McCord has. So he does fit nicely in as that third piece. I think they probably will bring McCord back on practice squad, but it is alarming to me they're cutting him. Like, to draft a quarterback, to scout him all year, you know, he has ties to the coaching staff. Like, they must have really not liked what they saw.
But they have to keep four quarterbacks if they don't.
Well, you could have not traded for...
But you can't have McCord be the backup,
right?
Though.
But so you could put McKee on IR. Like, there's different things you could do. I agree,
but the McKee on IR thing, again, by the way, the McKee on IR thing only lasts 4 weeks.
Right. The injury is only two, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying you could then cut Hal if you wanted. Okay. I mean, there's different things you could do. If they really liked McCord, they wouldn't put him on waivers.
Yeah, for sure. We didn't get a chance to talk to this at all. I'm sure everybody is very upset that we haven't talked very much about Jalen Hurts, but he was number 19 on the...
Just like we predicted.
On the NFL Top 100, and the sixth quarterback behind the Big Four, and we assume Jared Goff. We haven't seen yet, but...
Because we said Jaden Daniels already went.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels already went. So it was the Big Four and Jared Goff. So he would have been sixth.
I did that yesterday, too.
Yeah.
What was Jared?
Six.
Do you happen to know what Goff was last year? Like, is he always on the list?
He's been on the list every year.
Yeah, I mean, he threw for 40 touchdowns. Like, Sam Darnold was on the list. Yeah. There's no way Jared Goff's not going to be on the list. So
yeah, you're probably right.
I
they were the number one seed last year.
I mean, they had the number two offense in the league last year. Yeah,
number one seed. Like, I think he's probably going to be on this. He was also number 38 on that. So ESPN did a top 100 projection. So for next year. For this coming year. So he was number 38. He was behind Patrick Mahomes. It really doesn't matter where they are totally on the list for quarterbacks. It really matters where he ranks as far as quarterbacks go, I think, to an extent. You know, because we saw Jalen was 19. I said, well, is Jalen a better player than A.J. Brown? The answer is no. So
yeah, it's complicated. Like, his position's harder, more important.
Sure.
Bryce was 33 or whatever, and then
no one's complaining.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he wasn't complaining about
it. Yeah,
because it's a fair ranking.
Behind Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, and Justin Herbert. So he was he was the seventh quarterback on the ESPN list.
So Herbert will be ahead. Oh, the ESPN list.
The ESPN list was ahead. So you've seen the players filling out. You've seen, like, the NFL. Because I just want to see the votes for the NFL. I wonder, you know, ratings, when they used to do ratings, it used to be a diary. People would fill out a diary. You could take a trip to Maryland and look at the diaries that people filled out.
Wow.
I wonder.
The ratings?
Yes.
Like for what?
Oh, radio.
Like for radio.
The station you work for?
I thought he was talking players.
Radio ratings. You used to be
he's
able to go.
Locked in on Madden ratings.
Well, you used to be able to go look at the diaries or whatever. Right. I just wonder if I showed up at the NFL offices, if they would let me look at the ballots.
Yeah.
So they are paper ballots that the NFL players fill out, right?
They are paper ballots. So basically, from what I've seen over the years, they come a certain day, they give them all out to the players, they fill them out, and they return them.
Okay.
And then the ballots are empty. So it's not like they ask you to rank these 200 players. They come up with the names and write them down.
So there has to be a systematic way they're doing this
that
makes it easier for players. Because quite frankly, that sounds like too much work for someone.
Writing down 100 players?
Yes,
with
exactly.
No,
thinking about 100 players.
Unaided recall?
Yes.
I would guess almost no players fill out 100.
Yes,
and
I would guess
I think
so
it's mostly, to your point, like this is why I do believe, not that you're implying it was fixed, but why I do believe.
No, I'm saying. Like, there's no way, if you count the votes, he was the 19th best player as voted on by players.
I think you're wrong about that.
Like, I think you're wrong about it.
He's a quarterback for a high-profile team that's played. He had played in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, he's been a big college. Like, he's an established name, top-of-the-mind guy.
Yeah.
Like, Zach Bond, I think, if you're another, you got to think a little bit to get to Zach Bond.
Sure.
Jalen is top of mind. And he was third or second and 15th before.
Okay.
Which means people are thinking of him.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he is 19, so.
Yeah, he is. He is officially 19.
And the sixth-ranked quarterback.
Sixth-ranked, which I think, by the way.
He's been top 30, top 20 3 years in a row.
But by the way, I've had him 7 as quarterback. I actually don't have him behind Justin Herbert, and I don't have him behind Jared Goff. So those are two guys who have been ranked ahead of him that I did not have him ahead of. So what we'll do is we will, coming up, we will take you all the way up until 4 o'clock when the final cuts are in. And then coming up at 4:15, we will bring you Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman, who will talk about the final cuts. Elliot, you want to stay with us
until
final cuts? Okay. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.